Matthew,
is this Huggy?
It is. Thank you,
man. Welcome back to another edition of the Matt and Huggy podcast. We're on a roll, huh?
We really are. This is a hot streak we're on.
What's going on? Why are we so consistent?
I know it's the third one in a row. It's pretty crazy. I mean, we need to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, we do need to settle down a little bit.
How have you been?
I've been great, you know?
You sound good. You sound vibrant. You sound good.
Big snowstorm here in, you know, the Philadelphia area.
So, yeah, so it's funny. Out here, we got a lot, too, but it was just parts of Massachusetts. So, like, up north where I work, we got crushed, you know, probably 14, 15 inches. Jeez. But where I live, we only got like 2-3 inches, and it was more just sleet and rain. What about you? What'd you get?
I don't know how much it was. Maybe 7 inches. It wasn't that much. It made it look cool. You know what I mean? How everything, you walk out, everything's white.
You just took your dick out and measured using your penis.
That was non. Flaccid.
That's what you mean. It would be flaccid.
It was a soft. Yeah, so yeah, soft wise. And then it shrunk down to 2.
Yep, we've all been there. Yep.
But they said they were saying we were supposed to get like 7 inches, you know, supposed to be huge. And, you know, I mean, it did snow the whole entire day. So. It was a lot of snow.
Our friend Giller, you know, he had texted me some pictures, and he looked like he got leveled. He's like North Jersey. And he looked like he had almost 2 feet of snow. Like, he had definitely a foot and a half.
Yeah, we didn't have that much. It was more talk and, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know how the news is. Anything.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get 100 inches, and you get like 4. You're like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, snow equals fear. And that's just their favorite. Like, snow is their favorite. Like, yes, we can scare them with snow.
Panic at the grocery stores is what I say. Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Yep. So it's COVID and a snowstorm. Oh my God. Like, it's so much fear and panic. This is great. We can scare them. It is. So bad.
We can scare them.
They do. They love that stuff. They love it.
Yeah. Now everybody run to the grocery store so it's super packed. Don't worry about COVID and go get your goddamn milk that you can't get for one day.
I know, right? Like, literally, it's one day.
Yeah.
Like, how much milk is everyone going to drink in one day?
I don't know. But it's just funny, you know? You figure you were on COVID for lockdown. You shouldn't have been going out for weeks. We survived. You can't handle one day. I mean, it's one day, and then they clear the roads. And you're fine.
I know. You know? And everyone's just, we need milk. We need eggs. Like, why? Why? Like, when you're cut off, is dairy the only thing that you crave? I must have dairy.
Maybe everybody likes chocolate milk or something. I don't know.
Just gotta have dairy. Yeah. We can't get out. I mean, everyone, have dairy.
I can understand, you know, you get hungry after shoveling, you know, absolutely. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. Did you get, how much, you only got like,
yeah, we just got a couple inches. It wasn't that bad here. Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
You shovel it?
Yeah, I mean, it rained too, so it was weird. A very weird storm. Yeah, I mean, shovel, no, it didn't, no, my kids did a little and I did a little.
You can all let your...
Say it again?
You don't let your kids do it?
No, I said my kids so well, and I did it. Yeah. My youngest did quite a bit.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I shoveled, Dad. And I'm like, yeah. I said, you didn't do too bad. I went out there, cleaned it up, salted it a little bit, and, you know, yeah, it's fine.
Called it a day.
Called it a day. Thank you. Very, very good. That's exactly what we did.
Yeah, I shoveled my driveway, my neighbor's driveway, and my other neighbor's driveway.
Why did you shovel? Why did you do all that shoveling?
Because that's the kind of guy I am, Huggy. Kind of neighbor I am. Hey, Applehead.
How are you?
We're good. We're good. Good to hear you.
I hear you.
He didn't shovel. I'll tell you that right now. No, he sat in his apartment. No. He probably didn't even go out. No, he probably hasn't been out since.
Oh, I went out.
Oh,
for
boy.
A snow load.
You what?
Snow load.
Oh, nice. You got some drinking?
My favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
My God.
A snow day?
Yeah. And I kind of embarrassed myself.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
What happened? What did you do?
One of the places I go to, there's two waitresses there that are young and cute and fertile.
Oh boy.
Fertile. If you add their ages, they equal 40. If you add their ages up, yeah, go ahead.
And what happened?
How did you know, Huggy? So I'm cool with them, and there's two guys I hang out with. And both of them have hit on them. And they were saying, believe it or not, I know it's going to be a shock, but they said that they like me because I don't hit on them. You know, like I'm not creepy.
Well, yeah. Nice. Yeah, you're playing the long game. I get it.
But I ruined that.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I got so drunk.
After she said that, you're like, the gates are open.
Well, here's the thing.
Here comes the pony.
I remember having a conversation with them. And then the next thing I know, I wake up, it's the next morning, I'm in my bed.
Next thing I know.
That period from leaving the table until I got home is not in my memory.
Oh, man.
You know the sentence when you start the sentence. Next thing I know, you know that's never good. Now, when you say you had a lot to drink, what is that? Before we get into what you said to the girl, like, what is a lot?
I was fine, but people bought shots. That was the kill.
The old shots.
And there was plenty of those going around.
Everything used to always be fine until the Jägermeister shots. And then when things would take a turn. It was the Jägermeister shots.
Yeah.
Well,
so you don't remember.
I texted the one girl. I said, did I pay my tab last night?
She said, oh, yeah, you paid it. You paid it with that 30, 50-year-old mind.
So what did you do? What did you say to her?
So I said, did I pay my tab last night? And she said, I think you're good. And I said, yeah, the end part of the night's a little foggy. She goes, yeah, you were pretty drunk. You tried to smooch me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And I swear to God, I have no recollection. Actually, part of me is thinking that she's making this up. But I could be wrong.
And you still don't remember, huh?
I swear to God. Like, I remember thinking, all right, you know, the two friends of mine that, you know, hit on him, I don't want to be that guy. So I'm, like, conscious of being, like, you know, just laid back.
Maybe she was hitting on you right then.
I don't know. That's what I.
No, this is like listening to the Wolfman. Like, yeah, the full moon came up and I changed. I have no memory of turning into this vicious beast. I have no.
I woke up in a field naked. I thought she was joking. So I go, ha, I did? And she goes, yes. So I said, get the hell out. She's like, I'm dead serious, LOL. So I said, man, I must have been really drunk. And she said, very. So I said, my apologies. And she said, it's okay. She goes, it's cool. She goes, it's okay, sir.
Sir.
Like, for you to say you were very drunk and don't remember, that's...
Yeah.
Like, there must...
That's next level shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, other people must be dead. Like, whoever was drinking with you is probably dead.
Yeah.
Like, you're a legend. Like, you are. You really are.
I don't know why. I mean, It wasn't like, you know, it was my birthday or something.
It wasn't like
it wasn't like what?
It wasn't like it was Friday.
Yeah.
It was a Tuesday.
It was a snow day. The occasion was snow load.
Yeah, dude. Those are good days. I didn't get mine on because I had to go to start a new job. So I was trying to get out of it, telling the lady I can't make it. But she just insisted that I come over. And I was like, oh,
bitch.
I so want to go get drunk right now.
Bitch.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah, no good. No bueno. No bueno.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to share an interesting, and Applehead will enjoy this. I read this fact because this it kind of feeds in this a little bit. Women speak an average of 7,000 words per day. Do you know how many words men speak per day?
Let me guess.
Seven.
Wait, 7,000 words
a day? Yeah, average 7,000 words a day.
I'm going to say men, it's 1,000.
You're close. It's 2,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
7,000 words a day.
And you know what? One of those words that come from most men's mouth is, shut the fuck up.
And out of those 7,000, only 4 of them are useful. Which is funny. Only 4 of the words actually
who the hell,
useful.
Who did you could tell a guy did this survey? You know?
Well, I follow this one thing. It's just like, you know, quick facts, whatever it is. And that fact just jumped out at me. I went, you know what? Wow, 7,000 words per day. Like, it's not even close. We don't even speak half of what they do.
Yeah.
7,000 words per day. My God.
They talk a lot, don't they?
They really do.
Well, Applehead, I had 2 episodes too since we last spoke.
Episode.
I had 1, Matt had 2.
Episode.
Yeah, episodes. I call them episodes, Huggy. One was, I don't even know what day it was. We did a podcast Wednesday, so it might have been Thursday or Friday. Maybe it was Thursday. I went out, you know, started drinking in the afternoon. My buddy came back. He was drunk. He hit my neighbor's car. Came inside.
Oh, wait, does your neighbor know this? Because they do.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. We told her. We told her he hit her car because he's a notorious bad driver. My buddy Don coming here. A couple other guys show up, bring beer. Next thing I know, I'm in my bed, passed out. And I'm like, how did I get to my bed? I don't even remember. And somebody took the picture of the other guy, you know, other body, the one who hit the car that was drunk. The picture was taken at 8:15. We were passed out at 8:15.
Wow. So there's some that's sketchy.
Yeah. Well, other things happened, you know, after a couple of people came over, you know, things got a little cloudy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Huggy?
I get it. Well, that's one episode. Is there? Well, you said there were multiple episodes.
Yeah, and then the other one was my same guy that hit the car, Don. He turned 50, so we started out at his house.
Okay.
And we walked about a mile down the street to a bar. There was like 8 of us. Drank out there, outside, and we went to this other bar, and this bar was like the Wild West. No masks, just everybody's around the bar. There must have been about 60 people in the bar.
Oh, really?
Crazy. What?
This sounds like the bar I want to go to.
Yeah, I'll tell you the name of the bar. Yeah, you know, people galore in there. It's crazy. Everybody's getting wasted.
Okay.
Everybody, you know, 50th birthday party. Yeah. There's a guy. Now this guy is super annoying. Now all my buddies want to fight him. I'm like, listen, we're 50 years old. We do not need to get in a fight. So everybody's getting drunk. And the drunker they're getting, the more they want to fight this guy. So I break it all up. But you know, we're not fighting him. Next thing I know,
good man. Well done. I did that.
One of the ladies,
man, you know, you up know it's one of the ladies, weird when you're the voice of reason.
I know. It was very strange to me to be that person.
Next thing you know, the annoying guy punches Matt in the face.
Yeah. And then my buddies, what's that?
He was just,
we're playing pool. He's telling us how to shoot the pool table. We're like, listen, dude, just chill out. Like, we know how to play pool. And then one of the girls, 50-year-old lady, start puking, went to the bathroom, threw up, and we had to leave that place. Went back to the other house, and things got a little cloudy again, and I made it home.
Wow.
So since we spoke last, that's what happened in the past week.
Was this a snow load day?
No, this was just a regular day. Just a regular day. I didn't do anything on the snow day. I had to work.
By the way, this is all kind of funny because I posted a classic Matt and Huggy picture today.
Yeah.
I
saw that. That's why I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah, which was you passed out in the RV from after you pretty much almost got arrested at Woodstock 99.
My wife said about that?
Yes.
She said, oh, Huggy posted a picture of you. She's like, I remember that day. I was pissed at you. You're an asshole. And I was like, oh, great. So how long ago was that? 1999. That's 19. That is almost
21 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, and she's still mad about it.
Yep. Yep. That's how much of an asshole you were. You really were just the most... Yeah, belligerent, difficult, drunk. You just were. Yeah, you were. You were out of control.
I feel like I might have a problem.
I don't really have anything that exciting to share, but I will share a funny, quick funny story. That the other night, it was Saturday night, and I had ended up taking one of the gummies just to chill out. Kids were asleep, and it hit me hard. It has a high THC content. Nice. And I ended up falling asleep kind of early. And I had this, I remember this awful dream, this high, awful dream that I had where I had no toilet paper. And the only thing that we had were Lysol wipes. And I was wiping myself, but screaming in pain. From burning pain from using Lysol wipes.
Oh my god, dude!
And I'm like, I woke up. I was sweating. I was so upset. And of course, the wipes are like in my room, like the Lysol wipes are there. And I'm like, oh my god, get these fucking things away from me! It was awful, awful, awful.
That's a great dream.
Yeah,
that's a
horrible
dream.
Horrible.
Maybe the gummies are giving you fucked up dreams.
I would be dreaming of wiping my ass with Lysol wipes, of course. It's a horrible dream.
I think you have a problem.
See, but I don't hurt anybody. I'm just home in my own, doing my own thing, being weird. I don't go out and be weird.
I didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, well, you, as far as you remember.
Yeah.
You're not really sure.
I'm not really sure.
Go ahead, Apple.
I just hurt myself. I embarrassed myself.
Sir.
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 You got it, old timer. You got it, old timer.
Wow. Sir.
Well, at least it was an asshole.
So she said you tried to kiss her?
That's true.
She said you tried to smooch me. Which I find an interesting choice of words. If I totally creeped her out, and if I was a complete asshole, then I think she would have used different words and or not have responded at all.
Yeah.
So you were like 20% asshole. Not really. That's all. Just...
Yeah.
But he's not sure. He doesn't remember.
He's fine. I don't know. That's not good.
Well, she answered your text, so that's good. You know.
Yeah, she answered it like pretty like, immediately.
Okay, so she's okay with it.
You could have been like my buddy Don, who that was not his 50th, but before his 50th we found him in my bushes because he was passed out. He went outside to go pick up a ball and he fell down and he couldn't get up and he was laying in my bushes.
he went
that's
to pick-
you know when you're getting old he went- I've fallen and I can't get up.
He went to pick a ball up. Like, why?
I don't know what he was doing, dude.
Like, that in of itself is strange. Like, what's a grown man doing trying to get a ball?
It was in the front yard. I don't know. Things got cloudy. When things get cloudy, then things get cloudy.
I believe you, man. I believe you.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. By the way, speaking of the
degenerates hugging.
By the way, speaking of the weather, so we have a local weather guy here. I forget. I can't remember if he's on NBC or whatever. ABC. He's got a great name. His name is Mike Wankum. That's his name. So Wankum, Wankum.
And oh man,
it's just and you know, and when the voiceover comes on, and now you know it's time for, you know, News 3 meteorologist Mike Wankum. That's just the best. Here's the forecast with Mike Wankum.
Oh man. See, that's a horrible name.
Like if we were doing the show, I would have him on. I would just be like, can we just say your name a lot? Wankum. That's all you're doing. And if you split the name up, it's Wankum. So that's just awful. Just awful word. Yeah, I know. I wanted to share that guess. Mike Wankum.
I can't wait to get interviewed by a news station and use, you know, a phony name. Like, you would just tell them your last name is Knopf and then your first name is Jackie. Oh my God. I mean, there's a million.
They would never put you on with Jack. They would never put you on with Jackie Knopf.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes these people aren't that bright. I don't know if they'd catch it.
They might catch that one. I think you need a more subtle one. Might catch that one. You need a more subtle Wankum. One. Yeah.
Wankum's
pretty good. Yeah, because Jack Me Off, yeah, that's just, that's not going to happen. That's not, you need another one. Remember when we used to use? We used to use Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Alcoholic. That was a good one. I like that.
Alcoholic.
Alcoholic. I always like that.
Yeah, Apple, this is why you can't pick up 20-year-olds.
Because I told him my name is Jackie Knopf.
Yeah, yeah.
What is his name? I think it's Jack Mayoff. I like him. I like Jack Mayoff. He doesn't hit on us.
My personal favorite was Hugh Jass. That was a great one. I loved Hugh Jass. This is so stupid, but I would always laugh at it.
You guys tricked our always former come up coworker. With those
names. What's that?
Remember, you guys tricked our former coworker into saying those names in a raffle.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We Alcoholic. She was on a microphone saying, "Is there an alcoholic here? Alcoholic."
And she didn't. She didn't catch.
Was that Melissa?
It was. That was Melissa. Yeah.
Was that Melissa Tanya?
That was Melissa.
Ah.
Yeah.
She got it after like the seventh one, right?
Yeah, after the entire audience was laughing at her. Yeah, I think she got it, definitely.
Is there a blonde my tits are big here? A blonde my tits are big.
Is there a dick cheese here? A dick cheese?
Is there I like penis? I like penis.
That's just, yeah, that's pretty much what it was. That's pretty much what that was.
And that was all you're doing, Huggy.
With the fake names?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more of my sense of humor. Yeah. I mean, you were all in on it. You were like, go for it. You didn't care.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, your level of embarrassment would be more direct at someone. I was more subtle. You were just more direct about embarrassing somebody. Yeah.
Well, I think that's when she got it, when I wrote something like, you know, I like dicks.
Yeah, shithead. Yeah. Is there a shithead here?
She was like, okay, guys, it's not funny. Remember? Yes. I think she even said that on the mic in front of everybody to really embarrass
herself. She really did. And then, if you recall, in the next week, she brought jelly beans that she wanted us to try. And you were like, what do they taste like? Shit, I'm not going to eat those. And then you walked away.
Yeah.
And she was so disappointed. She was like, oh, damn. Like, she thought she had us.
Yeah.
You just looked at me like, well, yeah, what do they taste like? Shit, I'm not going to eat those. I was like, damn, Matt, you're good. You're right on that.
Matt's stomach would have never just digested them like normal anyway.
No.
Like, didn't Matt eat the chocolate cake with X-Flex in
it? He did. Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Yes. That was for your birthday.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Right?
Not yeah, bad. I mean, I shit my brains out. You're like, yeah, I was fine. I didn't notice anything.
I was like, are you sure you did something? And they're like, yeah, we did it.
Yep, X-Lax and the cake. Man.
Well, that intern was all over you. She wanted you bad.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I don't even remember. I screwed that up. I screwed up pretty much everything. Later.
No, you didn't screw that one up. You didn't.
That yeah,
was she hot?
Oh, that was a pass.
Matt, was she hot?
Nah.
Not enough. Not enough.
Nah, not like. Nah, I mean, you know, she just wasn't.
Not enough to risk your career.
No. Yeah. No. You already messed that one up, Huggy. We don't want to talk about that.
Oh yeah, I messed a lot of things. Yeah, I know. I messed a lot.
We could have been morning Stop show, it. Making millions of dollars. We never did.
That's exaggerating. That's an exaggeration right there.
Because he didn't take one for the team. That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's not what we're talking about right now. It's an exaggeration.
Well,
you never know.
I don't think anything would have changed.
Yeah, oh, I think we would have been millionaires right now.
Yeah, I agree with Matt on this one.
Yeah,
one little letter could have changed it all. If that letter was just sent to the right person,
she was the influencer.
Yep. This is nonsense. You're making it out to be a bigger deal than it was.
Of course, that's what I do.
No, I know, and I would do the same thing. So I have to respect it. Yeah, okay. I would do the same thing.
You probably could have owned a huge percentage of the company.
All right.
Stock options.
Possibly even paid you
your own parking spot.
Yeah.
Your own.
Yeah, we could have paid you, Applehead. You would have actually got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, you were the longest serving intern in history. So I don't know.
I was not an intern. I mean, it was the extreme team. Right. There's a big difference. Yeah, that's okay. Right. It's the difference between
it's true.
Not getting paid and making $6 an hour.
That's true. I apologize. Thank you for the correction.
I had to retire my T-shirt by the time my run was over.
It was funny though, like when we know we were going out with you, like all right, you know, and then we would go out, and then someone else would show up because you weren't there. We're like, ah, oh, this sucks.
Oh yeah, I mean, we knew that if it was him, it was going to be, you know, with a drinking and yelling and you know, general nonsense. Yeah.
Then we'd be like, at the end of the night, are you okay to drive home? Oh, yeah, sure, I'm fine. Sure. I'm in the YSP van. They don't pull me over.
I was trying to explain to my kids, and you might be able to fill this in. Do you remember when we did a gig at a car dealership in Jersey, and there was a clown there, and she was trying to paint my face, and I was just like, I told her to leave me alone. And didn't you tell her, like, leave him alone? Like, he doesn't like clown. Like, dude.
I would love to see Huggy's face dressed up like a clown.
But do you remember that, Matt?
Like, I am Huggy.
Yeah, I'm Huggles the clown.
I'm Huggles.
Do you remember that whole thing? Like, I'm not making that up, right? Like, we were at, there was some clown, she was very pushy. And it was in the morning. It was like 9.
The clown.
Yeah, exactly. It was like 9 a.m. And she was like, "Yo, just let me paint your faces." And I'm just like, "Yeah, no, I'm good, thanks." And I feel like you said something to her, like, "Just leave him alone. He just doesn't really like clowns." I feel like you said something.
I think I kind of remember.
Yeah, because it was very, it was borderline uncomfortable for me. And because you know how clowns are. It's my whole theory is they push their happiness on you. They're forcing you to be happy.
Oh, you know what? This reminds me of another time where we were doing a gig and there was a clown, and it was Melissa who was the Melissa was the spokesmodel, and the clown asks her what she does.
Right.
And she's totally serious answering him. And I just wanted to be like, Melissa, you're talking to a fucking clown. Like, you don't have to.
He doesn't need a serious answer. He's a clown. That is hysterical. I didn't know that. That is so funny. Yeah.
It was at the Reading Terminal Market. I remember like it was yesterday.
The guy's a clown.
Didn't we do a gig at McDonald's too? And wasn't there Grimace there or something like that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I think I have a picture of you guys at the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh my
you
God.
You guys would always get the worst.
The worst.
The other jocks at the station would get like the cream of the crop promos. And you guys would get like the worst of the worst.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Roosevelt Boulevard.
We really would. Yeah, we really would. Oh my God. We'd just get the worst of the worst. You're right. Yeah, in fact, that McDonald's had like a little mock little train station. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was on Route 38.
Oh my God, that fucking McDonald's. Yeah. And Grimace was there? Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
But they couldn't even get me Ronald McDonald. They had to get Grimace.
They had to get us Grimace, That's how low we were.
Couldn't even
get him Grimace, no Ronald.
Couldn't even get the A-list McDonald's characters. Yeah. Had to get the Z-list.
Dude, you don't even like clowns. You should have been happy. You didn't even like clowns.
Yeah, he would have been a bit much for me.
Yeah.
Grimace.
Especially at 9 a.m.
Grimace. Didn't we? We had a whole discussion about what was Grimace. Like, what was he? Like, what kind of creature was he? It was never stated.
No.
Just a
I don't think we know.
Blob or whatever. I have no idea what he was. Was he a dinosaur? I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look at him.
He's from the Galapagos Islands.
You guys are at the McDonald's and you just turn to Grimace. You're like, Grimace, what the fuck are you?
Well, but it's true. Like, what was Hamburglar? He was like a midget. Like, he was a little midget who stole hamburgers.
He was like a burger. He was a burger thief.
Well, I know what he was, but like, he was a midget. He was always small and short.
Yeah.
Like, why?
They have some weird characters in McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah. The Hamburglar. Yeah, like what was he?
Grimace.
Yeah.
Ronald. Who else did they have?
Fucking clowns.
Clowns. They had Dr.
Oh, yeah, they had the fry guys. Remember them? Yeah, talking Grimace fries.
Has a tumor.
Yeah.
Grimace is a tumor after you eat so much McDonald's.
What's that?
Grimace is like a tumor after you eat so much McDonald's in your stomach.
That's what he is. He's a tumor.
He's a cancerous growth.
Yeah. Hey, kids.
Hi, I'm Grimace.
Hey, kids, I'm a tumor.
I think they just had him dress up like Muppets. You know what I mean? Because Muppets were always so popular, and that's probably what he's trying to model.
I mean, the fry guys are pretty creepy, too. Talking French fries. Yeah.
At least we know what they were.
True.
They were fries. Very simple.
Wow.
It's like somebody in their marketing department took some acid and just made up
Yeah, pretty much.
That might have been me. That's what I did before radio. I was the marketing manager for McDonald's.
It definitely.
You got any good ideas? Hey, man.
You with the back, right? You
just I mean, I'm thinking of this purple thing. It's just, I don't know what it is, but it's purple. But it's big and it's kind of blobby and I don't know what it is. Maybe like a tumor or something.
You're hired.
Yeah, you're hired. Do it. The French fries got to talk, man. They got to talk.
Did you guys ever see that band, Max Sabbath?
No.
A band that dresses up like all of the McDonald's characters and they play
covers of Black Sabbath.
I feel like I've heard of this. I believe you. I believe you.
I look it up on YouTube. It's pretty cool.
Max Sabbath.
Yeah, it's like it's the trip.
So they're dressed as Ronald McDonald playing Sabbath.
Yeah, and like the Hamburglar, Grimace is like on drums. It's pretty funny. And actually, okay. Ozzy Osbourne met them. There's a video of Ozzy. He met them, and I think he sang with them. But he watched them perform, at least.
That's cool.
Really?
That sounds like something Ozzy would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see?
Oh, he's kind of, I don't understand the purple guy. What is the purple guy?
Did you see that all these women came out about Marilyn Manson? Yeah. He's in a heap of trouble.
Uh-oh.
The first one was her name.
Evan Rachel Wood. Yeah, she was married to him.
Yeah, what did she say?
She said that he used to tie her up and beat her and physically and mentally abuse her and
a total of 10 women have come out and said in fact, and I saw on Twitter Wes Borland, if you remember him from Limp Bizkit, he said it's all true. I was like, wow, literally tweeted, really? It's all true. Really? And, you know, I remember meeting him, and you obviously too, man. And he was a pretty nice guy when we met him. You know.
What's his real name? Brian Warner. Yeah,
Brian Warner.
Brian Warner. Okay.
And he was, like, very subdued and kind of – he had a dry sense of humor. He was fine.
I could see where he could be a mind kind of manipulator.
But you think – you know what I mean? You think it's all an act with him. And you think this thing's all an act.
Yeah, well, apparently it was.
I know, right? Like, how freaking.
So, what are they accusing him of doing? Like, beating them?
And yeah, like... yeah. Forcible sex, things like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Just beating them down physically and, you know, like, you know, just freaking beating them up with his mind.
Yeah.
Too.
So, I don't know. Yeah, he's in a heap of trouble already. Uh-oh. Yep. Uh oh, is right.
Well,
Mr. Cosby, Mr. Cosby, you have a cellmate. he's still in jail, right, Cosby? Man.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Bill Cosby's in jail. I just can't get past that. Know.
Why?
It's Bill Cosby.
Mr. Huxtable.
Yeah, exactly. Cliff Huxtable.
Dr. Huxtable.
Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable.
And that's what happens when you abuse drugs.
I just
on women.
Once again, I just don't get it. Like, he could have had all those women. He didn't have to do that. That's what I don't get.
A certain level of fame and money. I mean, he was probably making a fortune.
Yeah,
like, your game is just like you don't even have to try.
Yeah, exactly. There's no game needed. They're coming at you. No. Yeah, you have to turn it away.
Right.
Like,
it's the opposite of what I am doing.
You got to beg.
You had, I will say that, you had that brilliant scheme about how to talk to a girl. It was brilliant. Do you remember the one that you had?
I did.
You did. You had a brilliant. You needed a wing guy with you. And was your scam, is that if you were in a bar and there was a girl that you liked and you were there with your buddy and you'd go up to another girl and you'd be like, listen, my buddy just broke up with his girlfriend. She cheated on him and now he wants to get back together with her and he won't listen to us. So we just want someone completely objective to tell him he should not get back together with her. And this was, you had this whole scam worked out that you would go up to this girl. And you would say that to her, and she would be disarmed immediately because you weren't openly hitting on her. And then she'd be like, "Yeah, okay, oh my god, she cheated on him. Of course, he can't get back together with her." And then the whole thing is, she would at that point, you know, say, you know, no, don't get back together. And then you would start to talk to her more, and then that's how you would get to know her. And then you worked it, and then there you go, you created an opening. and it was brilliant.
Shit, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm not getting laid.
It was genius. It was brilliant.
Yeah. And it's pretty good.
I'm going to have to pull that out of the old bag.
Yeah. Like I said, I remember listening to it when you told me. I was like, wow, that's brilliant. That's genius. Like,
yeah, Huggy's pumping me up right now. I tried this weekend and I failed.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm pumping you up because I've always respected it. I have quoted it to other men. I'm like, my buddy had a foolproof system. I said it was genius. He would disarm the girl immediately. She had no idea she was being hit on, and yet she was being totally hit on. Just saying.
Well, try it this weekend. If once you go to bar, you can get back to. I should give you the name of the bar I told you about. That's a good bar.
McSwilligan's, is that what it is? McSwilligan's or
Tipsy pretty, Staggers. Pretty close.
Staggers. Staggers.
You could literally get off the train to Paco and you could walk right there.
I think I know this bar. And you know what? I could foresee in my crystal ball the snow will be falling. There's going to be a little bar crawl in Haddonfield.
It's not in Haddonfield, dude. It's outside of Haddonfield.
I mean, you know, Jersey.
Is it called Shakes? That's probably the name of the bar.
I'm not saying it. I don't want to give it away.
Shakes.
It's just a hidden secret.
Wait.
They take cash only now. Cash only.
Is it begin with a W?
No.
Or a B?
A B.
Yes, I know what it is.
All right. Okay. Yeah, well,
yeah, I like that place.
Yeah. Don't out anybody.
Yeah, I don't want to out anybody. It's fun to go in there, especially when I have
innocent.
Yes. Especially when I have antibodies in me. I like to go in there and be like, yeah. The Wild West in here before COVID.
Super Bowl picks? Are we gonna do that? Or what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are I want Kansas City.
Oh God, do I want them? They're gonna win. Kansas City's gonna win.
I'm kind of like, it's a toss up for me. I really don't know. I'm going to bet on the game, but I just don't know who. I think Tampa Bay's getting points. I think
there's an underdog. Three. Yeah. I think
Casey's going to win.
Wait, and you also realize that this is the first time in Super Bowl history that a team has home field advantage.
Correct.
Yeah, I know. That's
correct.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
You know, it's just a weird year because they're only going to have so many fans in there. But I can imagine if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, you know, you're going to want to have everybody in there.
Yeah.
As a Tampa Bay fan.
If Brady wins, we will never hear the end of him. Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't. I just can't.
So, San Francisco never had like home field. You know what I mean? They never had that.
No,
because I know they play a lot in California.
I mean, New Orleans. Wow. There's been a lot of Super Bowls at the Superdome.
But yeah, they never had it. So this is the first time in history. Yeah, he's gonna win.
Oh
then.
My God! Don't say that. He's not. He's not gonna win. Can't say he's gonna win.
Look, if he does win, I mean, he's got to be the GOAT. There's just no way around it.
Yeah.
I can't.
You think if he wins, he retires?
No.
I don't know.
I think he'll still play.
I don't know.
And then next year we'll see him in another goddamn Super Bowl.
I don't know.
He won't.
I think he might retire.
How much you think Kansas City's going to win by, Huggy?
I think it's going to be a close game. I think so. I think it'll be like a touchdown, something like that.
A lot of points scored.
I would call medium. And I don't think it's going to be a crazy, and I don't think it's going to be like 10-7. I think it's going to be kind of a medium. You know, I could see like high 20s maybe.
Okay, you think Kansas City's?
I think Kansas City might just pull it out by a touchdown. You know,
Applehead, what's your
prediction? More. Could be a field goal, but something like that.
I mean, I think either team can win. I feel like they're
I think that's fair.
They're fairly evenly matched. I let's see. The over under is 55.5.
Here we go.
I mean, everything says to take Tampa Bay plus 3 over 55. But I don't know. Kansas City could just, score at will.
They can. You're absolutely
right. Yeah, I think KC might pull this out. You know what? And the thing, it's like Tampa Bay was good, but they were fairly inconsistent at times. Some of their losses were not great. I'm just saying. I think KC's going to pull it out.
Tampa Bay has three number one wide receivers: Godwin, Evans, and Antonio Brown. Plus, they have Gronk.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's four guys who can catch the ball. I mean, any one of those receivers would be a number one.
No, there's a lot of weapons. Very dangerous. I don't discount that. I just think
I say Tampa Bay wins by 14.
Wow, 14.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I say. Yeah.
I want to bet on the coin toss too. That's a 50-50 bet.
Because you're a degenerate gambler. You'll bet on anything.
$100 on heads.
Tails never fails. And you pick heads, huh? How about you, Huggy? What would you pick?
I'm feeling tails. I'm feeling tails.
Okay.
What's the first penalty? I want to bet that. What's the first penalty?
Holding.
It's got to be holding. It's holding. It's holding.
Offsides. They're nervous.
Encroachment.
They jumped the gun.
That's one of my favorite words. Encroachment. I love that.
Encroachment.
Encroachment.
You say obviously.
You say offsides. Offsides, Applehead.
Offsides. There could be nerves.
Yeah, well, nerves. Super Bowl. I like it. I'm going to go with holding.
I'm going to say holding too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well,
It's a horrible Super Bowl when they freaking have a weekend.
I was just gonna say that. That's where I was going.
The Super Bowl halftime show. I mean, what the hell, dude? Could you pick anybody worse?
Well, are they gonna have how they come out at halftime, they perform on the field, and they have all these they seem like they're like paid fans that just jump up and down. Mm. Are they gonna do that? I mean, because they can't have all these people punched in together.
Good question, and yet I don't care. I really don't care. I just care so little about what they're going to do. I really don't.
So I've hosted a Super Bowl party for the past, I don't even know, at least 10 years. Easy. I don't know what to do this year.
Have a Super Bowl party. Mm.
Okay. Do I have it with my friends who already had COVID?
Well, just tell them they have to wear a football helmet as protection.
I don't know. Yep. How many people would you invite?
I don't know. I could do maybe like six at the most.
You're like about 150.
Yeah. No, I usually the most I have is like 20.
That's a lot. That's irresponsible. That's a lot.
Are you going to take their temperature?
No, I'm saying I used to have like 20, and that's about it. So this time I don't even know. Maybe I just have six people all together. It's a lame Super Bowl. I might as well just go to the bar.
But why is that lame? I don't get it. If it's people you like, why is it lame?
I don't know, because I just feel like not everybody's going to buy a block. So you lose out on that. I always win somehow, miraculously.
Yeah, it's a tough word, man.
I always miraculously, I somehow win a lot all the time. Dad, I'm like, oh, look, I won. Oh, yeah. How does that happen? Oh, geez, I won all of it.
Mac gets everybody really, really high, so they don't know what's going on. Like, what again, guys? You just pull out a fake paper.
Make sure you eat the dip.
Yeah, eat the dip. Eat the dip.
Yeah.
Does anybody want some more brownies?
Yeah.
Did I? I think I passed on the brownies at the one party.
Oh.
Or did I?
Yeah, you did.
I think I did because I was like, I'm going to eat these and it's going to be good night.
Are you going to make drug brownies? You are going to make drug brownies?
When?
Just for if you have people over, is that what you're doing?
No, no, I wouldn't do that.
You know, it'd be funny if you made Coke brownies. Like, how messed up would that be?
Coke brownies?
Yeah. Because it's already a lot of sugar. Freaking... And then you're putting Coke in it.
Hilarious.
Coke brownies. Oh my
God. These fucking bouncing off the walls at the party. It's a good idea.
Everybody's pacing around the house.
Coke brownies. You know some idiots tried
the
it.
Window, they're pulling the shades down. Like, peeking through the window. Did you guys hear that?
So paranoid.
Dude, is that the cops?
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
Every girl that normally would have, say, 7,000 words in one day at Matt's party, they top 14,000. Yeah,
they double their word count.
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, I will not do that. Definitely not. What are these weird mushrooms? Shut up and eat it.
Have another slice.
We're gonna have a much better Super Bowl
another
party.
Slice.
Why are you putting on Pink Floyd?
I mean, that would be fucked up if you ate something and you didn't know that it was like, you know, there was something in there, like if it was like mushrooms, like, you know, you just think you're eating.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, a cookie or something. Next thing you know, you're just tripping your face off. Wait, did that happen to somebody? The fucking pub rallies that he had to go on the air?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I worked for, when I worked at MMR, before I went to YSP, and I worked with Gonzo Greg, and this listener of ours came by with pot brownies, and we were like, you know, thanks. And we're like, we're not going to eat these. And we ended up just putting them in the little break room, and then Matt Cord had them. And he ate them. We didn't tell him they were pot brownies, and he went on the air, and he was just like, couldn't talk. He even said to us, he's like, guys, why didn't you tell me they were pot brownies?
You're like, are you kidding?
He's like, I literally just had to play music all night. I couldn't talk. He's like, I literally...
Why did you eat our food out of the refrigerator, motherfucker?
Yeah. Was there a sign there that said, eat backward?
Yeah.
And I was like, oops, my bad. Yeah. Should have said something. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you remember that one listener who used to come up, Big Ed from the Northeast? And he used to make us all a bunch of food, but there were nothing was tainted. We would always be hesitant.
Oh yeah, because he was he was frightening.
Yeah,
he had a different color eye. He had two eyes that were different colors, and he said it was some weird accident. Yeah, he was a weird dude. He was very large. He got
Remember those pumpkin rolls?
Yeah, pumpkin bread.
Those things
I made you guys pumpkin
so
bread.
Freaking good.
Pumpkin bread.
No, not bread. It was
pumpkin
the roll.
Whatever it was. Yeah, something. The cream cheese. And yeah.
Oh my God, that was so good.
That wasn't cream cheese.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm gay, but it was good.
I mean, it was good. I admit it. Like, I'm with Matt. It was good. We were reluctant to try it. And then we did.
But we did. We were like, oh my God, that was so good.
Fucking Big Ed.
Yeah, we didn't. We did not particularly eat too much food from any listeners that they brought us up to us.
Yeah, there Remember? Was. Yeah, we had gotten some, and I think we, for the most part, we didn't. Yeah, which was smart, I think. Yeah, because we just didn't know. Yeah, there was a girl that made us meatballs. I think we tossed those. Yeah, there was some.
Yeah.
There was. You know, in fact, I remember quite a few meatballs. I feel like that came quite a few times.
Well, because we used to talk about it. You know, we used to talk about food or something like that. You know, so we'd be like, "Oh, bring up my meatballs." You'd be like,
"Yeah, I feel like we got meatballs multiple times."
Yeah, we used to throw them in the trash.
Yeah, people made cakes, and there was yep, yeah, it was very strange, very strange. I'm so excited because I have these scallops and bacon I'm going to make. Oh,
scallops.
I could eat thousands of those.
What are they called?
Just scallops wrapped in bacon.
Why are you laughing,
Matt? How do you?
Oh, scallops. You say Philly scallops.
No, I said scallop.
Yeah, scallop. Yeah.
How do you say
scallops?
Scallops. Scallops. I eat scallops. What the fuck is a scallop?
Scallop. Scallop.
They're called scallops.
At any rate, yeah, I'm gonna have those. Thanks.
That's what you're gonna make.
No, I mean that's one of the things I might have. Yeah, I mean, probably have other stuff.
You're gonna have scallops.
Scallops. Scallops. Wrapped in bacon.
Bacon and scallops.
Bacon and scallops.
Well, I got that oilless turkey fryer, and you can put anything in there. I was like, I'm going to make some ribs in there, make some barbecue food, eat like Andy Reid.
Eat like Andy Reid. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, we're actually getting a new oven tomorrow because my other one is not working. And yeah, it comes with an air fryer. So I'm pretty jazzed about that. Oh, yeah, nice. Make some wings.
Are you gonna beat up the service what? Guy?
No,
you're not gonna tip him or anything.
No, I'm not gonna do any of that. No, I'm not gonna do any of those things. No.
Did you get your money back?
Yeah.
No. No, I didn't. No.
Did you go on Yelp and give him a review?
They hate the Hebrews.
They do. They all
they
do.
Hate us.
All of them. Every one of them.
They hate the Jews.
They do. It's proven. No one likes us. I've been saying that for years.
Don't be a Bernie. Don't be a Bernie meme, okay?
I love Bernie. I love Bernie. I really do.
Yeah, people. Yeah, he didn't get elected because he was
exactly. I've been saying this for years. People don't like Jews. I'm telling you, they don't. Large quantities of people don't. Pockets of people like us, but most people don't like Jews. They don't. Yeah, I joke about it, but I know it's true. People still don't like the Jews. You know, I don't know why.
We're
great
out.
People.
We're missing out.
Yeah,
on good friendships.
I know. We're great. We're funny.
We're missing out on good friendships.
We're good people. We really are.
Not like Morgan Wallen. Did you hear about him?
Yeah, he was the N-word.
Yeah, suspended by his record label. Now, do you have to perpetuate the fact that all country stars are still racist by him doing something like that? You know what I mean? We all know you're racist. Like every country
every
guy.
Every country guy is racist.
He's the shit, right? So you really got to just keep going, huh? You just can't just not say that word.
You would think like there's just a list of things don't do. Just don't do it.
Yeah, if you're a country guy, don't say these words. These are the bad words.
And why does everyone film themselves? Like it's like you're gonna, they're gonna find out. It's gonna get released. Like, man, if I was anybody famous, I would be like, no cameras, nothing. Get your phones out of here. I don't want to see anything. No pictures, no cameras, nothing. Because you can't get away with anything.
Not anymore.
You can't,
because
it's going to end up somewhere. Someone's going to put it up somewhere. You're going to get screwed.
Yeah.
Because everyone's out to get everybody. Doesn't matter.
Snapchat. You can't even go to a bar and get drunk without some girl pulling her phone out and put you on Snapchat for being stupid.
Well, there must be one of you out there. Anymore.
It's true, though. You're right. Can't do anything.
Like, dude, why? Like, I agree with Huggy. Why do you have to record everything? Why do you have to put like every part of your day on social media? I just don't understand it. It's no one cares anyway.
No, yeah, no, everyone's just filming everything. Like, my God, like just enjoy it. Like, stop trying to film everything. You know, it's like this weekend, my daughter got like a big, really good basket. They were playing a basketball game. And she, you know, she's pretty good, but she's, you know, whatever. And it was like the first basket of the game. And she had a great basket. Somebody's like, oh, you missed it. You didn't get to film it. I'm like, No, I watched it. Like, I'm okay with that. I watched it and I have a memory. I'll be fine. Yeah. You know, like how was I supposed to know she was going to get to bed? I had no idea. I'm not going to sit in there with my phone, just staring at my phone, trying to film. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's like, just, I'm there to watch, you know? Yeah, it's great. Would it have been great if I got a picture of it? Yeah, I did. All right. But I saw it. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah. And you always
exactly. So I'm fine.
Very good, Huggy. That's a good attitude right
Thanks,
there.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I like that. Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know what else to say.
Applehead, you wouldn't know. Because the only person you ever had relationship she swallowed your kid.
She swallowed my future offspring. Yeah. Like, let me record it.
Oh my God, did you see my kid?
It's my little kid.
He went down your throat.
I'm so proud of him.
You know, if Applehead had kids, he would have like three daughters. It would just be triplets. It would be all daughters.
Yeah, it would be.
He would just.
It would be the universe.
It would just.
I mean, it would all. And it would all get dressed like complete dirty.
No, that would not happen.
Yeah. Oh no, no! It's always the guys like him, and he would be the strictest. Like, you're not going anywhere. Like, you're not. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh no! I know. You know what? And this past weekend proved it. We are animals. You know, we are. Exactly. Every guy out there is a scumbag. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. They just come in different, you know, forms.
No, we're scumbags. Yep. There's no doubt about it. We're scumbags.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Even getting a beer at my local establishment, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell yeah, get me my beer.
Get me my beer. Give me a beer.
It's so sexy. I'm going to get drunk and pass out by 8:15.
Yeah. Yeah, bring over some pretzels, too. Why don't you do that? Yeah. Somebody want a good tip, huh?
Yeah. Here's $5.
Yeah, see, I'm limited on the girls that look at me now because of the beard, you know. So I have, you know, I'm in a very niche situation.
I think some girls dig that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have long hair and I have
a beard. Like, of course they
do. I look
like
a scumbag.
Of course, no.
I'm homeless.
No, there's always, yeah, there's girls that like that look. Come on.
Yeah, Matt has a long hair, a beard, and a swastika in the middle of his forehead. Yeah.
What's up? And they're like, hey, Charles. I'm like, hey. All good here.
Yeah. Just happy to hear.
I there are people that like that, Matt. Not many, but there are some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think there's any girls out there that like balding guys with big heads?
There's not a market for that.
Please. Yeah. Portly Jewish men with all gray hair. Yeah. No. Yeah. They're not beating down mine either. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well,
I used to have long hair. Yeah. Believe it or not.
I don't believe it. No.
It was weird.
That was when you were cool, dude.
Yeah. It's when I had hair.
I guess for that 1 year you may have had it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was.
No,
it
I saw a picture of you with long hair. Yeah, yeah.
It was, well, those were the days.
Yeah, no, I did. I saw a picture of you with long hair. You look like you were in Pearl Jam. You look like you were a member of Pearl Jam.
Yeah. I played the tambourine.
You played...
All right, guys. I guess the obviously.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we can wrap this up. This nonsense.
Okay, I'll fill you in on my episodes of what happens this weekend.
Yeah, let us know. Are you going to have a party? You know what happened if you do? And yeah, we'll be curious to follow up on that.
Okay,
thank you.
I look forward to it.
God bless.
Applehead. All right, I'm taking Tampa Bay with the
Tampa points. Bay.
Tampa Bay. Okay.
Yep. All right. I already gave my pick.
Yep. I got all the picks. I wrote them all down.
All right. Great.
We'll go over them next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys. All right. Have a good night.
Later.